Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Pleading insanity may no longer be a viable defense for some. Allison Redlich, associate professor of criminal justice at the University at Albany, profiles courts charged with determining the validity of mental illness claims.
One of the most difficult problems facing our criminal justice system today is the overrepresentation of individuals with serious mental health problems who revolve in and out of the system and end up consuming unequal shares of scarce resources. In response, judges and other justice professionals have come up with creative, non-traditional methods to reduce the numbers of these so-called frequent flyers. One such creative response is the mental health court. These courts, which now exist in almost every state, share the primary goals of diverting offenders with mental illness from jail and prisons into community mental health and substance use treatment and to reduce recidivism. In earlier research, my colleagues and I demonstrated that the courts are successful in meeting these goals. For example, we found that in comparison to similar offenders not enrolled in the courts, those who were enrolled had fewer new arrests and fewer days incarcerated over an 18-month period. More recently, doctoral student Wu Jae Han and I investigated possible reasons why mental health courts are successful in achieving their goals. We focused on what people understood and felt when they first joined the court. We found that mental health court clients who had a better understanding of court procedures and requirements, who felt it was their choice to enroll, and who felt they were treated fairly and respectfully at the onset of their participation, were more likely to graduate from the court, more likely to comply with court orders, and were less likely to be arrested and incarcerated even up to 4 years later. Going forward, it will be important for mental health courts to ensure clients are making informed and voluntary decisions. This type of decision-making is not only legally required, but can help these non-traditional courts realize their goals of reducing the number of offenders with serious mental illness incarcerated in our jails and prisons and congesting our courthouses.
That was Allison Redlich of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.